Lucius knocked to a knee, trying to forecheck, but now he'll head back to the Badgers bench. 5:15 to go. Michigan State Scucciardi with it. Washington Capitals draft choice a couple of years ago. Played down to the Wisconsin end. Zach Scholes, an Islanders pick. Moves it for Jack Horbach. Horbach had a bad pass. Horbach almost intercepted by Michigan State's Larson. Michigan State with the puck. Savage carries it to the net. McClellan leans down to his right and covers as Savage was tied up, couldn't get a shot off. Horbach made a beautiful pass earlier today, setting up Carson Bantle's second goal of the game. But when you're in your defensive zone and you throw a pass like that up across the middle of the ice,
yeah. Ooh. That's a long way for somebody to be able to very easily step in and intercept right. That pass, which is exactly what happened.
They're baiting Michigan State, baiting into that. Face off to McClellan's right. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Again, Sawyer Scholes scored a minute 29 in. Carson Bantle scored 90 seconds later to make it 2-0. Michigan State cut it to 1 halfway through the first period. Then only one goal since from Carson Bantle to make it a 3-1 game. That came at 15:20 of the second period.
It's kind of been a comedy of errors, to be honest with you.
Spartans won the draw and then shot one too high. Wisconsin's got the puck now in the defensive zone, and Lodge taking his time with it now has to battle for possession. Tassi has it on his stick now. Lodge, and he'll
Tassi
flip it
broke
ahead.
His stick.
Now Scholl with a foot race against Geary. Geary got there first for the Spartans. Puck loose at neutral ice. And now Larson sends it back to the defenseman Geary. Ahead Shouty. Got his stick on it. Care in the way. And now Shouty throws it over to the near side. Tassi shoving Shouty near the Badger bench. Lead feed intended for Shouty. Too far. Should be icing.
Yep.
It is on Michigan State. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. Let's take 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin with a 3-1 lead on Michigan State. Only 4:11 left in the regular season. And a final score from Mariucci Arena. What do you got?
Michigan 6, Minnesota 5 wow. In overtime.
Michigan had a 3-goal lead twice. Minnesota rallied to force OT, and now the Wolverines take that game, which meant nothing in the standings. Minnesota was going to finish third, Michigan fourth. And it'll be Michigan and Notre Dame, Minnesota, Penn State, Wisconsin, Ohio State in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs starting.
Atta baby, Anthony.
Next weekend, Anthony Kerr throwing his muscle around as
he also
his glove
lost
and
his glove
stick
and his
went into the bench. Yep. Anthony Kerr has had quite a career.
Right in half.
Anthony's plus 18 going into this week, or this evening, that is. He'll only turn, he's a true senior, Ian. He's
correct.
Turning 22 on Monday. Oh, by the way, David Cilia, the 25-year-old centerman. Today is David Cilia's birthday. Happy birthday to Sills, who's got a helper today to extend his point scoring streak to 6 games. He's got 11 points in the last 8, does Cilia. Puck back in the Michigan State zone. Baskel settles it down. Goes D to D to Gucciardi. Edmans now to Doerward. Hardens off far side. Russell pass intended for Howard in the slot. Didn't get a lot on it. May have been deflected. Then Lucius a turnaround pass out of his own end right up the middle of the ice. Almost intercepted by the Spartans. But the puck back into the Michigan State zone now is Lucius again with some token forechecking pressure. And here comes Isaac Howard. All 5 Badgers back. Howard off to the left. Slowed, still has the puck. Finds an open man. Levshnov fires off a pass down low left for
Russell.
Here comes
the goalie.
This chop shot went to the near side wall. Extra attacker down for Michigan State. Palatichuk can't clear. Fitzgerald will, though. Heaves it ahead for Tassi. Trying to knock it down to his forehand. He's juggling it. He still has the puck. Turns and looks down low. Here's Scholl. Redirects it in. Second goal of the game for Sawyer Scholl. A 4-1 Wisconsin lead.
That was almost a comedy of errors. You get into a situation where Tassi couldn't hold the puck. Then Scholl gets a limp pass from Tassi, and finally it sneaks in the back of the net. So, oh well.
So Tassi had all kinds of trouble just settling that puck down, but eventually he turned as he peeled back to his left and then pushed it towards the cage, and that's where Scholl was, and he just got his stick on it and put it in the goal. And right in front of the student section, a 4-1 Wisconsin lead. Time of the goal for Sawyer Scholl is 17-18. Fifth goal of the year for Scholl. Tassie gets the primary assist. And Fitzgerald the secondary. So Scholl, two goals. Bantle, two goals. A 4-1 Wisconsin advantage.
There you go,
now Bantle with a steal. He's trying to get around the defenseman. He digs backhand. Oh, he just pushed it wide. Oh, Bantle almost had his second hack trick of the year as he got around the defenseman Stirback. But as he made the move and got it on his backhand, he just couldn't get it on net. And then Augustine covers as it came off the end boards.
Kind of came, ran out of real estate. You know, when he gets back there that fast, he's going to try and pull it to his backhand and flip it up. But when he realizes he can't do that, he's going to try and go back to his forehand and toss it up. But ran out of real estate.
11 of Bantle's 14 goals this season in the Big Ten. Long-range shot, Whitelaw, save made. Rebound once, twice. Charlie Stramel almost backhanded one home. Augustine juggled that initial drive by Whitelaw. Under 2 minutes to go here in Madison. 4-1 Wisconsin with the lead.
This line probably the best line of the night for winning those battles along the boards.
Puck free and Michigan State's Geary has it. He'll lob it out to center. Kerr able to get control of it, then lost it. Look out. Lebster had it. He lost it. Whitelaw being a pest took it away. Again, 11 goals in Big Ten play for Carson Bantle, is fourth best in the league. Vance has had a pretty good senior season. Arizona Coyotes draft choice. 80 seconds to go, 4-1 Wisconsin. Badgers are undefeated this season when they get to three. And they've got four tonight against Michigan State. 1:10 to play, puck loose in the Wisconsin zone. Lebster with it. Thrown off the puck by Finley. Kelly's got it, engaged with Lotch. Now cycling with Shouty. Augustine is in goal, 4-1 Wisconsin, under a minute to go. Daniel Lotch up around the far side. Horbach able to nudge it ahead. Levshnoff back to get it for Michigan State. He'll whip it around the boards out to center and Shouty. And he'll shovel it down deep. 40 seconds to play. Benisto in on the forecheck. Can't get there, though. Scholl's gotten his way. The Badgers clear it out to center. Sawyer Scholl chases it down, but actually fanned at the puck as he tried to pick it up. Then he steals it from Kelly and sends it down in. Well, this should be a confidence boost for the Wisconsin Badgers to know they can beat Michigan State after losing three in a row to them during the regular season. Bantle with the puck, stick handling down low left. He can't get a shot off. The fans, over 13,000 of them come free. Here's Scholl with a chance on a hat trick. That shot was blocked. Bantle's got it now. Out high left. He wants to shoot. He's fending off a defender. Kelly takes him down. No penalty. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers. Scholl's long-range shot. Oh, a chance for Scholl again. He deflected Augustine with a save, and that's it. The Wisconsin Badgers get a standing ovation from over 13,000 fans here at the Kohl Center tonight. They finish off a 25-win regular season. The most regular season wins for Wisconsin since the 99-2000 campaign. They head into the postseason 25-9-2. Michigan State falls to 22-9-3. Two goals apiece for Sawyer Scholl and Carson Bantle. Kyle McClellan gets the victory. For Kyle, he stopped 28 shots, and the Badgers 4-1 victors over Michigan State here tonight. Solid win.
Very solid, just in the fact that there wasn't a player on the bench, maybe Tyson Dick, but that didn't put everything into this, because this was a grueling match, and he who was still standing at the end ended up,
bless you,
ended up being the victor.
Yep. Wisconsin wins here tonight by the final score of 4-1. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Badger Hockey also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their DreamMaker software. Visit clearybuilding.com. Wisconsin 4, Michigan State 1. Final score here from the Kohl Center. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. Transform your home with top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Right now, get a Criterion stainless steel gas range for just $618.99 after 11% off. Good to March 3rd. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, the seniors victorious in what will be, could be, their final regular season game in this building. Some of these seniors have options with another year because of COVID.
Yes.
Matthew DeSaint-Fowl could return. Anthony Kerr, Mike Vorlicky, Owen Lindmark has a chance to return as well. Carson Bantle, Kyle McClellan, they all could return for another year as Wisconsin Badgers. But for now, they'll celebrate this win number 25. And it's been quite a regular season and quite a turnaround for this program.
It's been an amazing situation. And you just look down there and you think that the students don't really care. It's just another reason to go to an athletic event or whatever it is. Hand-painted signs.
Yeah.
Thank you, seniors, all with their correct numbers on them. Yeah, these people know what's going on. And the student section in and of itself has been amazing all year long. And on a regular basis, you hear Coach Hastings talk about, you know, they put the fire in this building for a reason. And we thank all of them for adding to the enthusiasm that we have brought here to the Kohl Center. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's been fun. The Badgers victorious over Michigan State 4-1, the final score. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you all season long by American Family Insurance. And we'd also like to take a moment to recognize this weekend's series sponsor, Fastenal, and their proud partnership with Wisconsin Athletics. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick, Wisconsin with its 25th win of the year, knocking off Michigan State by the final score of 4-1. Let's get to our Stars of the Game, brought to you each and every night by Everlight Solar. Who are your three stars, Ian?
Pretty easy for me tonight. Obviously, Sawyer Scholl with two goals, bookend goals, first goal and the fourth goal of the evening, but both of them monumental importance as Michigan State had the pressure on in the third period. He comes through with that fourth goal, which is an empty net goal, don't get me wrong, but just the fact that he was able to finish, because neither Fitzgerald or Tassie could stick a fork in it and hold on to it. Finally, right. He got a hold of it and threw it into the net. So congratulations to the two-goal scorer, Sawyer Scholl. Very important goals. Let's put it this way. They started the motivation and the enthusiasm very early on in the first period. Second star, Carson Bantle.
Okay.
It's I won't say that any of his goals were as pretty as Sawyer Scholl's by any stretch of the imagination, but the pass that he got from Horbach and was able to catch it on his forehand, drop it back and pull it and beat the goaltender from the far side, that was as fundamental a goal as you're going to see.
Sure.
And to much surprise, I would say our third star is going to be split between Scholl's and Vorlicky.
Okay.
The defensive pair, Zach Scholl's and Mike Vorlicky, were both a plus two tonight.
Nice.
That's a nice pairing if you can be plus two at the end of a game against the first place team in the Big Ten. So I give all my hats off to Zach Scholl's and Mike Vorlicky, and a special thank you to Mike Vorlicky for being my hip advice giver for the last 2 years.
Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Wisconsin a 3-1. Make that 4-1 win over Michigan State. Our energizing performance of the game up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, only one more chance to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Badger men's basketball faces off against Rutgers at 6 p.m. on March 7th to conclude regular season play at the Kohl Center. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS as they entertain Rutgers 6 p.m. on March 7th.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Good bounce back win for Kyle McClellan. He picks up his 23rd win of the season tonight, which is tied for 7th best single season victory total for a goaltender. Kirk Dobinspeck won 23 games in the 1994-95 campaign, McClellan with 28 saves tonight. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Your energizing bunny tonight.
It was one of those deals where I truly, truly thought that when the score went to 3-1, that would be the straw that broke Michigan State's camel's back, if you want to call it that way. But the Bantle power play, or the Bantle goal from Horbach and Mellenbacher, it was
the medication that's kicked in.
Yes,
right,
it is. Everything that you would draw up at a summer hockey school or whatever was perfect. You saw Mellenbacher go into the corner, get the puck, give it out into the side to Horbach. He comes over to the side, does a pivot to escape, and Bantle, instead of going to the net, realizing that Mellenbacher is already there, just goes out and stands in the open territory, and Horbach just hits him right in the numbers, and bang, it's in the net. So it was like, this is at a USA hockey hockey clinic or whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is how you do it when you're under pressure. And I was like, whoa. That is cool. That was really cool. And I think everybody on the bench went, see, we could do that.
Yeah.
And so it did energize everybody. Plus, it made the score 3-1.
Yep, and the final was 4-1 Wisconsin over Michigan State, and the regular season has come to an end. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings, highlights and other scores coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The deep three.
Deep three right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Connexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
The morning show on WFHR, it's cutting edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay.
Natural.
When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on Locally Grown Radio.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mary Springs beat New Richmond 6-2, back-to-back state titles for St. Mary Springs, and also Green Bay Notre Dame, a goal and two assists for Joseph Coughlin in a 3-1 win over Brookfield. Green Bay Notre Dame back-to-back Division I state champions. We'll get college hockey scores coming up. Downstairs, though, we go to Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings. The Wisconsin Badgers 4-1 winners over Michigan State today to complete the regular season with 25 wins. And Mike, congratulations, winning 25 games in the regular season in this conference. That's quite an accomplishment. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. You know what? It was nice to see us get off to a good start again. As you had mentioned last night, that's not something that we've made a habit. I like that we did this weekend, both nights. Happy for the seniors on a special night for that group. Interesting to see, you know, a guy like Bantz go out and get a couple. And really that line, I thought Horbach himself and Scholl were difference makers for us, and we needed him to be.
Yeah, certainly so. Sawyer Scholl comes up with the first goal and the last goal. You know he's going to work hard every time he's out there, and he paid dividends tonight, right?
Yeah, he's just, if there's one word that I would use to describe him other than hardworking, it's just substance. When I first took the job last year, I had an opportunity to go watch him play in junior hockey at the national tournament, and ran into a bunch of people that had gotten to know him on his team, and they talked more about him as a human being. They're very respectful to him about his ability to play the game. But what they really pumped his tires about was the type of human being he is, and being able to be around him for the time that I have, he's a special kid, and we're very happy to have him part of our program.
We're not going to go through all 10 seniors, just one here. Carson Bantle, what's it like been coaching him?
You know what? Bantz is a really good dude. he just is. He comes to the rink and he wants to get better. He's got a goal to play pro hockey. He tends to his business away from the rink. He's an absolute man in the weight room. That's one thing that just came off the first workout that I walked into and watched our team working out this summer. He's very serious about what he does away from the game to prepare for the game. And so to see him, you know, a guy that we've missed, and you saw in that play for Bantz first, I think it was his first, no, it was his second, from Horbach.
Yes.
Big-time play, but you know what? Bantz didn't dust it off. He got it off his stick right away, and he beat a good goaltender.
Yeah, and you beat a good hockey team, too, in Michigan State. And, you know, you hold them to 26 shots on goal last night, only 29 tonight. Defensively, did you like how you played here tonight as opposed maybe to last night where there were a couple of breakdowns?
Yeah, we didn't blow any toes off tonight that way. You know, for me, the start with two and then, get you know, going to the box for 5-on-3, we could have let them back in the tilt. But, you know, we gave up one, not two. And then we were able to extend a lead. So, you know, a lot of good things from this weekend. Like you just said, I think Michigan State's a really good hockey team. They're deserving of the championship. And now we get to close a book on the regular season and open another chapter here in the playoffs.
Yeah, a good way to close the regular season for Kyle McClellan, too, right?
I thought he was rock solid tonight. And I talked to you before the game. You know, I mentioned to him, as I mentioned to you, didn't know what direction we were going to go. And I think he'd have knocked me out if I would have told him he wasn't going to play. So he said he wanted the ball back, and he ran with it tonight. And I'm very proud of him.
All right, so the postseason starts next Friday. Ohio State will come to town, and we know what happened the last time you played Ohio State, and I'm sure the boys in the locker room know that too.
I would think so. It's not that wound's still a little fresh. I do want to give a shout-out. You know, back-to-back nights of 13,000-plus at the Kohl Center. Can't say thanks enough, and we're going to need you in our second season here. The tickets are definitely on sale. We'd love to see a lot of people in our own building. We wanted to do as well as we could in the regular season to have an opportunity to play at home and play in front of our fans and our family and Badger Nation. So we look forward to seeing everybody here on Friday.
All right, Ian's got one more for you. Oh, I got to turn up your microphone.
Thought it was pretty cool that the student section went out and said thank you seniors on their design plaques or whatever it is.
Cool.
And every one of the seniors went to their plaque. Which was pretty cool. I thought that, you know, if the student section is going to sit around while there's still bar time, good for them.
I'll say this. The Crease Creatures and that section have been an education for me. They really have. And meeting their president and them being hard last night, and our locker room was jumping, and I think it helped us get off to a good start. They're a big part of why this building is as special as it is, so shout out to the Crease Creatures and the student section for making the Kohl Center a special place.
And for the first time since 2013, Wisconsin will be hosting postseason games here in this building. Mike, thanks for your time. Enjoy your Sunday.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good Sunday yourselves.
All right, that's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, after a 4-1 win over Michigan State here tonight. Back to our college hockey scores. We hope to hear from Carson Bantle coming up in just a bit. NCAA Division III, Ian Perrin, longtime UW Eau Claire coach. We're going to start with NCHA women, and St. Norbert went to Adrian tonight and lost in the conference championship game 2-0. Solid season, though, for the St. Norbert women and the St. Norbert men, who went to Adrian and won the NCHA tournament with a 3-1 win over Adrian. Hunter Garvey with 35 saves. WIAC women, UW River Falls beat Eau Claire in overtime 2-1. Kenzie Dunn, the game winner for the Falcons, who are 28-0, number one in the country, trying to win a national championship for the first time. And at Willett Arena today, UW Stevens Point beat Eau Claire 5-1. So the Pointers, WIAC men's champions. In the WCHA playoffs, second-ranked Wisconsin all over St. Thomas today, 9-1. Britta Curl and Casey O'Brien both had 2 goals and 4 points. Mark Johnson's club now 31-5 and will play in the WCHA final faceoff Friday, 4:30. The semifinals at 4:30 against either Minnesota or Minnesota Duluth. Now, Ohio State swept Bemidji State, Duluth swept St. Cloud State, and Minnesota beat Minnesota State 7-1 today to force a game 3 tomorrow. If Minnesota wins tomorrow, then the Badgers would play the Gophers Friday at 4:30. And if Mankato somehow knocks off Minnesota in game 3, the Badgers would play UMD on Friday at 4:30. The championship game will be on Saturday. Men's Division I college hockey tournament action underway in Atlantic hockey. Robert Morris beat Bentley in overtime 4-3. Niagara 4-1 win over Army. Canisius beat Mercyhurst 5-2. Non-conference, Anchorage stoned Stonehill 12-2. Couldn't think of another word there, but that's pretty good. Arizona State over Long Island 4-3, and Alaska shut out Augustana 2-0. ECAC tonight, Clarkson a 6-2 win over Princeton. Harvard and Brown a 1-1 tie. Dartmouth beat Yale 4-1. Quinnipiac shellac St. Lawrence 8-1. 3-1 Cornell beat RPI, and Colgate a 4-3 win over Union. Looks like North Dakota is going to wrap up the NCHC. Boy, they're a good hockey club, the Fighting Hawks. I tell you.
Right now, they're peaking at the right time. I guess that would be the way that Coach Berry would describe it.
Yeah, they beat Western Michigan tonight 3-0. St. Cloud State was in the running, but they got throttled today, didn't they? Against Denver, they got beat 6-2 last night, and they were down at one point. I think it was 6-1. I've got 7-2. Denver 7-2 over St. Cloud State. Colorado College beat UMD 4-1. CC in the running for an NCAA tournament bid, even if it doesn't win the NCHC tournament. And Omaha 2-1 win at Miami. Hockey East, Boston College has a 4-point lead on BU for the conference championship. They've got another weekend of league play. Northeastern doubled up Connecticut today 4-2. In overtime, UMass beat Lowell 4-3. Maine a 3-2 win over Vermont. CCHA, after wrapping up the McNaughton Cup as regular season champs last night, Bemidji State finished off a sweep of Minnesota State with a 2-0 win. Northern Michigan beat Bowling Green 1-0. Michigan Tech a 6-0 shutout of St. Thomas. And then the Big Ten, Penn State beat Ohio State 2-1. Dane Dowiak, 2 goals for the Nittany Lions, who will play at Minnesota in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs next weekend. Gophers went 3-1 against the Nittany Lions during the regular season. Who you picking in that series, Minnesota or Penn State?
Oh, Minnesota.
All right.
No questions asked.
Meanwhile, Ohio State takes the loss and will be here in Madison to play Wisconsin. The Badgers and the Buckeyes split their 4 regular season games, with Wisconsin winning both here and Ohio State both in Columbus 2 weeks ago. Who do you like in that one?
I'm kind of prejudiced.
Yeah. And then Michigan blew a pair of 3-goal leads but still beat Minnesota in overtime 6-5. Seamus Casey, 2 goals and an assist. Casey scored the game winner in overtime on a power play. So Michigan gets fourth place and will host Notre Dame. Wolverines went 3-1 against the Irish during the regular season. Who are you taking in that series?
I'm not going to count Jeff Jackson and Notre Dame out on that one. I think that if that one's going to go to if any series is going to go to 3 games, it's going to be that one.
And there's a question about goaltending, too. Jake Barczewski, Michigan's number one goaltender, got hurt last night, did not play tonight. Noah West made 23 saves tonight and a 6-5 win. So we'll see where Brandon Nerado goes with that. Here the Badgers win tonight 4-1. Highlights next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Well, last night, Wisconsin had a chance to play tonight for a Big Ten championship, but the Badgers lost to Michigan State, and the Spartans claim the outright crown. So to wrap up the regular season, try to beat Michigan State once during the regular season, improve your national standing, your pairwise ranking, and then head into the postseason. Well, the Badgers got that done here tonight, and here are the plays of the game. a goal last night in his 99th game. And from the near side, it's Sawyer Scholl. Yes. He snuck it in on Augustine. Short side off the right arm of Augustine and into the net. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead. The freshman gets the Badgers on the board. Not take a look at it. Oh, Bantle setting up the same foul. Backhand shot, save made. Rebound. Cilia had a chance. The goal comes off for the Badgers. Score. Bantle beats Augustine. Power play goal. 2-0 Wisconsin. Just over 3 minutes in. Work it behind the net. Mueller looking for Dorwart. Open. Shoots and scores. Beautiful pass. Mueller. Dorwart wide open. Left circle. Power play goal for Michigan State. A 5-on-3 tally. It's 2-1. Michigan State on the power play, chance to tie. Snapshot Howard, saved by McClellan. It ricocheted back his way, and he kept it out by sliding his right pad down on the ice. He goes to his knees, can't clear. O'Connell's got it, steps to the slot. O'Connell right-hander, Howard backside. Davidson twirling around, great save by McClellan with his left pad. Next shot goes wide. Badgers clear. Oh, McClellan looking sharp here tonight. Mellenbacher behind the net. Oh, Horbach turns to his right quickly. Puck rolled off his stick, but he takes it back right side. Finds a man wide open. Backside. Bantle scores. What a look by Horbach setting up Bantle. 2 tonight for the big fella. It's 3-1 Wisconsin. Can't clear. Fitzgerald will, though. Heaves it ahead for Tassie. Trying to knock it down to his forehand. He's juggling it. He still has the puck. Turns and looks down low. Here's Scholl. Redirects it in. Second goal of the game for Sawyer Scholl. A 4-1 Wisconsin lead. And those were the plays of the game here tonight. Wisconsin, a 4-1 win over Michigan State. Badgers with 40 shots on goal tonight. Michigan State with 29. Wisconsin whistled for 3 penalties, 6 minutes. Michigan State 4-for-8. Spartans went 1-for-3 on the power play. The Badgers 1-for-4. They scored a power play goal in, at least one power play goal in each of the last 5 games. You know, if you get one, oftentimes that's going to help you win, Ian. You know, if you get multiple, obviously that's a lot better. But the Badgers' power play seems to be going a little bit. There was a one in particular, wasn't very pretty. But but to score a power play goal in the first period, you know, that got them going a little bit.
Most of that in the fact that the second and third power play were very dismal to actually to look at.
Yeah.
Had to do with the energy level. I don't think it had to do with the puck control or Michigan State doing anything specifically different, but right, it just didn't seem like there was any energy level, and that's a mentality that you as a coach have a real tough time getting rid of. Just because you're on the power play doesn't mean you have to work half as hard because sure, you have one extra player, and when that fails, then you have to start changing personnel.
Yeah, but the Badgers, again, with the power play that helped them to victory here tonight. Faceoffs tonight. Badgers dominated last night, and tonight they win 38 of 66. Owen Mellenbacher won 15 of 18 faceoffs tonight. Christian Fitzgerald, 8 of 16. For Michigan State, its best faceoff man, Red Savage, 11 of 7. Carson Dorwart, the only goal scorer tonight for the Spartans, but he was minus 2, as was his linemate, Isaac Howard. Trey Augustine, 36 saves tonight after a career-high 44 last night, but he takes the loss. He's now 29-2. Michigan State ends the regular season 22-9-3, 16-6-2 in the Big Ten, regular season champs. As for the Badgers, 2 goals for Sawyer Scholl, 5 shots on goal. He was plus 2. Yeah. Carson Bantle potted a parry at 3 shots on goal tonight. Also assists for Tassie, De St. Foul, Fitzgerald, Cilia, Mellenbacher, and Horbach. Plus 2 tonight for Zach Scholes and Mike Forlicky. Scholl was plus 2 as well. 4 block shots for Daniel Lotch. And then Kyle McClellan made 28 saves tonight to get the win. He's 23-9-1. The Badgers improved to 25-9-2, 16-7-1 in conference play. We go downstairs and hear from one of our stars of the game. Senior Carson Bantle is with us. Carson, congratulations on winning on senior night. How's it feel?
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun. You know, bounced back from last night, and, you know, everyone played for the seniors tonight, which I thought was awesome. So, yeah, it was a blast of a night.
Who are you playing for tonight?
I mean, we just go in every single game the same way. It doesn't matter who. So I thought that, you know, the building was electric tonight. These fans have been unreal all year. So, you know, the last regular season home game, it was just a blast.
Yeah, you smile all the time, Carson, and you were just smiling for joy repeatedly today. And just to you know, as far as the student section is concerned, you probably know a lot of those kids too. What's it like to finally celebrate with them after a big win like this?
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, because it kind of carries on through the night, too. So.
Really?
Really? Wait a minute.
I'm shocked.
What's going on tonight, Carson?
No, I didn't mean anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to get in trouble from Coach.
Sorry. It looked like, you know, last night you had 46 shots on goal, but Trey Augustine may have seen each and every one of them, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Tonight, was there a message, hey, we need to get to the net more regularly? Is that what you heard today, and that's kind of what you did tonight?
Yeah, Coach kind of drilled that into our brains this morning, so... just kind of like had to stay there pretty much all night and then kind of got rewarded for it. So,
you know, can I tell you that you're wrong?
Sorry?
Can I tell you that you're wrong?
Why? What's he wrong?
Because Mellenbacher went to the front of the net and you left the net to get that pass from Harbaugh.
Yeah. But that's all him. That's all him. That D-man would have been there.
At practice, I think it was on Tuesday, he yelled at both of you guys for both of you going in front of the net instead of one guy getting back. And I went, oh, my God, it sunk into his melon.
Yeah, that's funny.
What's the senior group been like for you?
The senior group here is awesome. They're unbelievable. They're my best friends. So, it's an honor to get to be able to play with them every single night and, throw that jersey on with them.
You've got a nice letter jacket on too.
Yeah, thank you.
Was that the seniors decided we're wearing this tonight?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh, it looks really. Are you going to wear that out? If you might be going out tonight, maybe
just for
a bite to eat or what?
Not allowed to. So.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. Not allowed. All right. So hey, you win 25 games during the regular season. Could you have imagined this, Carson?
From a year ago today, I'd be shocked. So I mean, it's been a crazy year, and it's. It's not done yet, so we've still got a long ways to go.
What can you accomplish in the postseason?
We had a special group here, so I think we can accomplish a lot and go pretty far.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Yep.
Fun watching you play. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. That's Carson Pantel, who seems very, very happy that the interview is now over. He can go about his merry way. Congratulations. By the way, there were...
Without his letter jacket
on. There were 13,428 fans paid to watch a game tonight that took 2 hours and 7 minutes to play. Wisconsin knocks off Michigan State 4-1. Regular season's done. Postseason starts next weekend, and we'll wrap up our broadcast in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
This hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. If you're 45 or older, please get screened. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. For more information, go to fightcrc.org. Great having Christy Andringa here with us on the broadcast tonight. Ian, it was a lot of fun. The Badgers victorious. By the way, with the the Badgers have scored 120 goals this season. Over $2,500 will go to fight colorectal cancer so far. But it's been a lot of fun regular season-wise. Now the postseason begins, and you know people say anything can happen. The slates are clean.
Yep.
Ohio State finished last in the Big Ten this season, won only four conference games, but two of them were against the team they'll play next weekend here in Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers.
That's the one thing that scares the bejesus out of me, to be honest with you. And Steve Rolick would like nothing better to do than to bring his team down here and realize that and have people realize that we're not as bad as you think we are. So I think it'll be more than competitive, to say the least.
Yeah, we'll find out. Nice job. Get better.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Ian Perrin with he sang Johnny Cash earlier. That was really, really nice. Jason Jennings, thanks for your work at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'd like to thank all the listeners as well. And we'll be back for playoff hockey. By the way, Wisconsin-Ohio State, it's a best-of-three first-round Big Ten series. They'll play Friday night, 7 o'clock Central, Saturday night at 6, and then a week from tomorrow, next Sunday, if necessary, will be a 5 o'clock start. All on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin 4, Michigan State 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Moss Man. That is Wave. Moss Man's new album is really good. I encourage you to go grab it right now. It's on their Bandcamp page. And then you can go see them live at Mickey's Tavern here in Madison on March 8th. Hope you're all having a good evening. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks to M. Shell and H1Z1 for the wonderful conversation. And their news, H1Z1's new music is really good. Or the new song, Hard. Go see the video right now on their YouTube page. Hey, we got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. Right now, some Mask Intruder for you. Take What I Want. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. Come on and tell me why you're better than me. Why you deserve what you got and what I should believe in. All I want is just a little peace. I don't really care if you would rather keep it. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Take what I want. And I don't feel bad. It's a vast improvement on the situation that I.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. Maximum-ink.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.